This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So Cassidy.com is an amazing site. You guys have probably heard of it before, but we've had lots of people reaching out about lifestyle clubs lately, and there are many fantastic options all over the country. And if you're curious which clubs are in your area and what events they have coming up, we think Cassidy.com is the perfect place to make your one-stop shop for lifestyle events and clubs.
Yeah, for sure. There are clubs everywhere, and Cassidy has all that info.
Yeah, so instead of going through and searching through all of these different clubs and all their different calendars, allow Cassidy to do the heavy lifting for you. Plus, like we've said every single week, you can meet sexy friends in your area and lots of other fun features available. If you want to check out Cassidy.com for yourself for free for 30 days, yeah, you can head on over to frontporchswingers.com and click on the Cassidy banner.
For sure.
You need to come find us.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Send a friend request or your tits on a backstage pass.
Yeah, for sure. We got some really cool backstage passes and some messages today.
Fuck yeah, we did. I saw some really hot tits today, let me tell you.
Yeah, yes, I did as well. Yeah. I did as well.
We're spoiled on Cassidy. Yeah. We also have new sponsors of the podcast that we are so excited to announce, not only because their event is amazing, but because they are amazing.
Yes.
Tim and Katie with Energy Underground are throwing the first ever Lifestyle Summit in Deadwood, South Dakota.
Yes, I'm super excited because South Dakota, Deadwood, South Dakota is a real fucking place.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get to see it. I had no idea.
You thought it was a TV show.
Sure as fuck did.
It's also a really fucking cool town with gambling, and it's very kind of old timey, and I'm so excited for you to go because I really love Deadwood. So this event is happening April 17th through the 19th of 2020. So you have a few months to get ready, but really not that much time.
No,
so
do
you
not waste any time.
Need to sign up. So the goal of the event is to grow the lifestyle in our region and to introduce the community to people outside of the region. We have some really fucking fun people here in Montana and the Dakota. Wyoming. Yeah. We've met many of them and we totally think you should come party with them and us.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll be there. I'm actually hosting a culinary event while we're there.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun.
We'll be participating in a few of the day sessions. They're going to have some educational sessions.
Yeah.
We're going to do a meet and greet and give away some fun stuff. There'll also be excursions in the area and casino activities during the day. And then at night, dinner and themed parties. Sure to please all of you sexy swinger folks.
Yeah, and we should say this thing is being held in like the nicest fucking hotel.
It's beautiful.
It's pretty new and it's fucking amazing.
Absolutely. So we do have a banner on our website for the event. So you can go click on it to go to the Energy Underground site. Once again, head on over to frontporchswingers.com, find the Energy Underground banner. And if you use our promo code FPS2020, FPS2020 at checkout, you'll get 10% off of your package.
Nice.
So
you
good
said
way
package.
To- Package. So yeah, we hope to see you guys in Deadwood. We're going to be there and it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So I have the single guy tip of the week, I should say, this week.
You do. Yes, yeah. You have a single guy tip of the week.
So it's not really a single guy tip of the week. So here's what happened, okay? I posted a blog post this morning, yes, about single guys in the lifestyle. And then very quickly after I did that, I posted on Instagram and asked lifestyle couples, hey, what are your thoughts on single guys in the lifestyle? Because the blog post is all about the fact that single guys are really treated as second-class citizens in a lot of different ways in the lifestyle. And as much as we give them shit via the single guy tip of the week, the honest to God truth is we obviously love single guys.
Yeah, we appreciate them for sure. Yeah, we appreciate them. But, you know, in giving them shit, I would like to say it is for their benefit.
Yeah, but it's obviously we do it because it's hopefully helpful. It's also kind of tongue in cheek because the reality is we have met some amazing single guys in the lifestyle, a couple of whom are lifetime friends now.
Yeah, listen, and we
lifelong
have
lifelong friends.
We've also given a number of compliments. But we've been complimentary to the single guys as well, not just, you know, kind of giving them a hard time. We do give them a hard time when dumb shit happens and we can relate it to, you know, our personal situation and hopefully help a couple out or help a single guy out. That's the whole idea. I mean, that's the plan.
Right, but I asked that question on Instagram, and half of the responses I got were very progressive, very thoughtful. They were very, you know, mindful of the fact that single guys are an important part of the lifestyle.
Sure.
And then the other half of the responses were pretty disrespectful. I got to be honest. I was like, do we really want to say that? So, like, for example, someone said that, you know, single guys are a joke, and they don't like when they attend lifestyle events. Obviously not a hot wife couple that said that.
Right.
But, you know, I'm thinking in my head, like, if you... And so then I asked those people, why do they have that view of single guys? You know, what are your reasonings for
thinking that?
Yeah, what's
happened to make you feel that way?
And, I mean, obviously some of them had legitimate reasons. Some horrible things happened. But a lot of the responses were also things that you could say about couples. So, for example, a lot of them that we received were, well, single guys don't act with consent.
Okay.
And... my retort to that was, we have had the most issue with women as part of a couple in terms of not acting within consent.
Oh,
I've never had a single guy pull my dress down or grab my tit or grab my ass. All of those things have happened with women in couples.
100%. And I have absolutely experienced the same, similar with women who were part of a couple.
Yeah, you had someone grab your fucking package.
I mean, I didn't even know the woman's name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So absolutely, the majority of consent issues that we have run into have come from women who were part of a couple.
Right. And I guess my point to all of this is, yes, single guys sometimes act not in accordance with what we all expect from the lifestyle. They're, you know, they can be disrespectful, they can be this, they can be that, but so can couples and so can single women.
For sure.
So the real issue in the lifestyle is not single guys. The real issue in the lifestyle is assholes.
Yeah.
And assholes come in every fucking flavor.
Absolutely. Every shape and size.
A married guy or a single guy or a married woman or a single woman.
Yeah, we've encountered all of that. Now, the truth of the matter is, we have, as you said, we have never encountered a single guy either outside of an event or inside of an event that acted in any way without consent. We've never experienced that.
No.
So, I mean, we can honestly say that. Have we experienced some douchey behavior from single dudes? Fuck yeah, we have.
Yeah.
But we've also experienced very douchey behavior from couples.
Well, another one that someone threw out is, oh, I fucking hate getting unsolicited nudes from single guys online. Okay, I get my fair share of dick pics from single guys.
Oh, yeah.
I also get crazy amounts of nudes on our Instagram.
Yes.
From couples.
Yes.
People sending me pictures of their wife's vagina or their own fucking tits and not asking my permission to do so.
Yeah, and we don't look, I mean, it's unfortunate because people don't necessarily look at that the same way. It's like, oh, this woman sent me a picture of her tits. Okay, well, imagine if some dude just randomly sent you a picture of his cock. You wouldn't behave the same way.
Yeah, to me, it's still disrespectful. You should still ask for my consent before you do that.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to be nitpicky about, you know, how guys are treat or behaving, well, listen, we get a lot of that unsolicited stuff from gals.
Yeah, so I guess my single guy tip of the week / couple / single woman tip of the week is, don't be a fucking asshole. Treat people respectfully no matter which group that you fall into, no matter who you are in the lifestyle, and no matter who you're interacting with. And I also think on the topic of couples and how they should behave, you should expect the same level of decorum no matter who it is you're interacting with in the lifestyle, couples or single guys.
But I do think this is kind of a word of caution for single guys, because the truth of the matter is, albeit unfair, they are looked upon differently. Couples look at couples differently than they do single guys.
Yeah.
So as a single guy, you really do, unfortunately, you got to mind your P's and Q's. You got to be even more on point than unfortunately a couple does, or a single gal.
Right.
You know, that's just...
which is really unfair, but it unfortunately is the way things are right now. I do think that it's starting to shift and change. I would like to think that us hot wives out there, whether it's podcasting or blogging or whatever, are starting to normalize in some ways single men being in the lifestyle period. So hopefully we'll continue to see a progression with that, because I think single men add so many positive things to the lifestyle when they're respectful and legit.
No, I agree with you. And I'm going to save, you know, obviously my single guy tip of the week for next week. And I'm going to relate it back to something I think a lot of people will be able to relate to. I think it makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah.
So we'll save that for next week.
Okay, good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Hey, we also have a Patreon, guys. Didn't forget about our new Patreon members.
No, and we have some awesome Patreon members this week.
We have several that we're so excited to tell you about. So a very big thank you and shout out to Tyler, Tamara, Tidalaw, I sure hope I'm saying that right, Jacobo, and Casey, all new members of our Patreon community. They have all jumped onto our naughty Snapchat. They're getting pictures of my tits pretty much every morning. They're also getting
with consent, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
They're asking for them.
I'm asking ahead of time, hey, do you want to be a part of our Snapchat where I send naked pictures?
And they want to see tits. Yes, yes, they do.
Yeah, hey, I like seeing tits too. I just like being asked first, okay? Me too. Just throwing that out there, people.
Yeah, just saying.
But yes, we have some amazing Patreon members. By the way, you guys can join our Patreon community for as little as $2 per month. So it's not a huge commitment each month to be a part of that. And we would love you for it. So head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers to see the different tiers we have available, bonuses, and also new gifts. Keep in mind, Brian has some amazing mugs that he's sending out to our $10 plus Patreon members in the month of November.
Yep. And I've got some new ones being made right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're very cool. I love them.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So, this is a really exciting moment in FPS history.
Yeah, it is.
This is making FPS history. This is now episode 62.
It is?
It has taken 62 episodes for us to have a successful interaction with a single woman.
Yes, and I must say, as everyone who listens knows, I have not exactly been on the single gal trail.
Not at all.
I was totally unimpressed with the first gal that we kind of had an interaction with, Sybil. It was a terrible fucking experience, and one that I simply did not want to repeat.
I feel like it scarred you a little bit. Like, we talked about it for, I would say, weeks, but it honestly was probably months after.
Yes, yes.
Where we would, I would find someone on like Tinder or on our BDSM site or Cassidy or something, and I'd say, what do you think of this single woman? And you're like, oh fuck no, I'm not going down that road again. Yeah. Just swipe and move on.
Yeah, fuck all that. Yeah, it took me like at least 3 or 4 months to even entertain the idea of trying this again. Yeah. Listen, it weirded me out. It was a very uncomfortable experience. And for those of you who haven't heard it, go on back and check that episode out. I don't really remember the number of that episode at the moment, but that was our first single gal soft swap-ish interaction, and it was very awkward, and it ended very strangely, and it left me feeling bad. It made me feel dirty. I just didn't like it.
Yeah,
it was a weird experience.
It was
so
very awkward.
Moving forward, we had the opportunity the first time. I actually was like, okay, I'll give in, we'll meet another single woman. This
yeah,
is
because
actually,
I was probing you. I'm like, I want this to happen. And I think the major reason for me, well, it's twofold, really. One is I like when we have new experiences in the lifestyle, because it's something fun that you and I can share together. We can talk about it. We connect more because we're having these fun moments and kind of making memories together, which for me is a huge part of us participating in the lifestyle, period. But the other part of it is I am turned on by watching you with other women.
Yes, as we will talk about here soon.
It makes me so horny. I love it.
Well, and we should say that up until this point, with the minor exception of that one time with the Sybil, the only time you've ever seen me with another woman, obviously, is when we're with couples. So this was very different. And your reaction and your behavior before, during, and after was very different.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. We're going to have to dissect this thing because I didn't realize that.
Very, very different.
Okay.
Very different. So let's say, again, the second single gal that we started interacting with after I came out of my funk is this gal who we have not given a name to.
I came up with a name for her. I feel like she looks like a Hannah.
Hannah it is. She kind of does look like a Hannah.
She's so very cute. She's got a similar body type to me.
Very
I think
similar.
She's even shorter than I am.
She
though.
Is absolutely shorter than you are.
She's tiny.
She's very tiny. When she was flat-footed, it was so funny to see the two of you next to each other because you're like super tiny. And then she's standing there and I was like, wow, you're even tinier than tiny.
She's like 4'10".
Maybe. She might like on a tall day be 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
But she's adorable. And so we met her once in a kind of a strange environment. It was a very awkward first meeting, which also put me off. And again, you can go back and listen to that. You talked me into meeting with her again. And we did a few weeks back.
Well, and I will say the reason that I talked you into it is because she and I continued to correspond after the first meeting.
Right.
And it was very positive. You know, she even recognized and called out herself that the first meeting didn't go super well and that she really wanted a second chance to connect with us. And I wanted a second chance to connect with her because she just seemed very genuine and very, you know, forthcoming. And I just had a good vibe from her.
Yeah, she had said it wasn't like the best representation of her the first time we met. And so we did. We met her again and had a really nice time in our town, had some drinks and kind of just sat and chatted for, you know, a few hours. And of course, ended up back at her hotel room where you guys really played. I wasn't as involved. I was there. I was on the bed. A little touching going on, but nothing past that.
Right.
We decided, you and I and she, that we would meet again and really do this for us, what would be the right way, the way we really kind of wanted to set it up, at least the way I wanted to see it unfold.
Yeah, we go into it with the mindset of there will very likely be play at the end if all things go well and all parties agree to it.
Right.
And just really have a chance to be in a very laid back environment. We went to an amazing bar.
Well,
in
let's draw it out.
Okay.
We went out of town to her town. So we went to her town and we love the hotel, one of the best hotels. It's actually the best hotel, I think, in the state. It's amazing. Yes. We love it there. So we stayed there and right across the street, literally down the elevator across the street, is the best restaurant in town.
Yes.
And we love it there too. And so we decided we were going to meet her there for light dinner and some drinks. And we did. So we sat by the bar. There was a great little jazz band playing, which often does on Sundays, I think.
You looked very handsome.
Well, thank you. And I was trying to impress, you know, I got two ladies, I'm trying to bang, I'm trying to make this thing, you know, trying to look good.
One was a sure thing, to be fair.
I was pretty sure I was going to at least score with one. The other one, you know, it was a crapshoot. So anyway, we go to the bar, you and I, we walk across the street. A few minutes later, she shows up and she looks great. She's super cute, got a tight little sweater on and her hair is pulled back. She's got really long blonde hair and she looked great. So we had a really nice light dinner, laughing, just bullshitting, super vanilla. Nothing really overtly flirtatious. She did touch my arm a few times. And
yes.
As you mentioned, you caught her kind of staring at me. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, at one point you were kind of, I think the jazz band had started and you were looking at that, but I caught her looking at you and it was very obvious to me that she was like, oh, I want to bang this guy. Like, yeah, I know that look as a woman and I totally saw it.
Yeah, I didn't catch it. So, it worked out in my favor anyway. So, spoiler alert. Totally worked out. But yeah, we had a great time. And I don't know, we must have sat there for a couple of hours, right?
Yeah.
She did have a very early morning the next day. She was on a plane going out of town for work. So she had an early morning. So we didn't want to waste a lot of time if we were actually going to move into play. Because the truth is, I wanted it to be more of a date kind of situation because this wasn't like a single guy. I'm not playing with the single guy. You are. So when we meet with a single guy, I don't want to say it's a hurried thing because it's not, but it's drinks, it's light banter, and it's really a kind of feeling out process
right.
to make sure that he and I have a little bit of a connection and I can chat and get along with him and that there's something, you know, chemistry between the two of you.
It's just a very different dynamic altogether.
Right.
Yeah.
This was a different situation. The three of us were going to be engaged in sexual activity.
Right.
So I wanted it to be a situation where we really kind of hit it off because that just works better for us. I was treating this like a couple.
Yes.
I was treating her like a couple because when we click with a couple, it's so much better of an experience for us.
Right.
So that's kind of what I was hoping for. And as it turns out, it did. So we had our dinner, we had our drinks. And of course, that night it was snowing and fucking cold.
Yes.
Fortunately, we didn't have far to walk. Popped outside right across the street to the hotel and up to our room we went. And
beautiful room.
I was very
excited to bring her back to that room because it felt very sexy to me.
Yeah, listen, that place is amazing and we love it anyway. And you don't have to do a damn thing to make that place sexy. We opened up the window, had a great view of downtown. That
it was like lightly snowing and you could see kind of some lights. And it was very kind of a romantic setting almost.
Almost, yeah.
It was just beautiful. And so, yeah, we're up in the room and you got naked very quickly.
No. Well, let's back up a second. First of all, we get there. You guys are sitting on the bed. I'm sitting in a chair and we're all just kind of chatting and bullshitting. And very quickly, you two start making out.
No.
Yes.
You got naked before we started making out.
No. When I came out of the bathroom, you guys were naked. I remember I had turned the light off. I sat on the bed after a few minutes. You guys were on the edge of the bed and you started making out. So I leaned over and shut the nightstand light off. And then I got up and went into the restroom just to clean myself up. When I came back out, you guys were full on making out at the edge of the bed. You were dressed, But you were making out.
Okay, you're right.
Yes. I was like, well, fuck this. I'm just getting naked.
Yeah, so, I asked her, I'm like, can I please kiss you? And she's like, sure. And the first time that she and I made out was amazing.
Yeah.
This time felt much more sexually charged. Like the first time we talked about it, it was very kind of sensual.
What was the first getting to know you kind of stuff?
Yeah, it was slow. It was kind of just much more soft. Right. This was not that.
No, not at all. It was way more erotic than that.
It was very charged and
so
hot.
When I came out of the bathroom, again, all the lights are off, the big window, we have the shades open. So there's a, you know, again, beautiful view of downtown and it's snowing. So that light is coming in. So I can see obviously the silhouette, the two of you at the bed. And so I just figured, fuck it. I got undressed and got on the bed. I sat up like with my back up against the headboard and you guys were at the foot of the bed. And at that point you were like, well, you're naked. So I guess we should get naked.
Why are we still clothed?
Yeah. So you guys got undressed, or at least got down to bras and panties right away.
Yeah.
And so then you got back on the bed. Of course, the two of you are still making out, but now you're both kind of, you're on top of each other, but you're close enough to me that I can touch both of you.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of running my hands through her hair. She had super long hair. And at that point, she had taken it out of the ponytail. And I think I had my hands on your shoulder and your neck. And so I wasn't making you guys make out, of course, but I was just kind of going with your motions,
right,
which was kind of super hot.
It was.
And very quickly, you guys started coming up closer to me. And I think I started making out with her first.
You did.
And you started sucking my cock right
away. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was like, yeah, bring that cock on.
It was super fucking hot.
It was so hot. Yeah, so you and she are making out, and it is not a light makeout session. Once again, like,
no.
I can see tongues flying, and your hands are all in her hair,
yeah,
and her hands are all over you, and I was so fucking into
it. And I wanted to feel her tits because she's got great tits. So I just popped her bra off. She took it and kind of threw it on the floor.
Once again, while I'm sucking your cock.
While you're sucking my cock. And then, of course, your bra is still on, so we had to take that off. That wasn't going to work.
Who took it off? You or her?
I did.
Okay.
And so, again, you're sucking my cock. She and I are making out, and I'm feeling all over her. Her hands are all over me. And then she gets down there and starts sucking my cock while you're licking my balls.
I'm holding your cock for her,
yes,
and licking your balls as she's sucking it. It,
yes,
was so... That's the first time we've ever done that.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, I was leaning at... You know, I have a pillow behind my head at this point. I'm on the headboard of the bed. And just watching that, it was so fucking hot. I couldn't see like your faces because both of you have so much hair and her hair was everywhere. But, you know, obviously I could tell you're holding my cock and stroking it. She's sucking my cock and you are all over my balls. It was so fucking hot.
Did it feel amazing?
It really did. And she was on an angle kind of to me. You were more like parallel with me.
Yeah.
So I was able to rub on her ass and, you know, she's got a big ass just like you. It's amazing and curvy.
Well, I was trying to really position myself so that you guys could touch each other a little bit more,
yeah,
because obviously she and I had more intimate time together. I kind of wanted to give you guys that chance, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and she, of course, her hands basically were free. So one of her hands was on you, of course,
yeah,
and the other one was on my leg, and she's kind of rubbing my chest and my leg, and it was super fucking hot.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. And from that point, you went back with her. Like, you were, I think you were going down on her, and she came over to me. Now, she is full on stroking my cock and sucking my cock. She spent a lot of time there.
And I am fingering her from behind while she's,
right,
doing that. So she's sucking her cock. I'm fingering her and like grabbing onto her ass at the same time.
Yeah.
And she's moaning with your cock in her mouth.
Yes,
it was,
she was.
Delightful.
Yeah. I mean, this went on for maybe 15 minutes. I mean,
yeah.
And later on, of course, she kind of, you know, alluded to, yeah, I really like to be like forced down on a cock and my hair pulled. And as I started to find out, because of course I'm testing the water, we know she's a BDSM gal,
right,
she's very submissive, and as I alluded to when we were with her afterwards, she responds a lot like you do.
Yes.
So if I'm pulling her hair or, you know, squeezing her ass or rubbing on her tits, she responded very like you do.
How so? Like picking up the pace or the intensity, or
letting me know that what I was doing was working. So if I'm pulling her hair, I got a moan.
Mm-hmm.
If I squeeze her ass a little bit harder, I got a moan.
Oh,
so
damn,
I could,
that's hot.
I could tell what her temperature was.
Yeah.
And it was really working well for me.
Yeah.
So after about 15 minutes of her just choking on my cock, and it was obvious that she liked being forced down, because she almost at one point, as I had my hand wrapped in her hair, touched my hand almost to push my hand down.
Yeah, like this is okay,
yeah,
do
like,
it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're giving me that consent without saying a word, which I thought was super fucking hot. So at that point, I thought it only right. I had to flip her over, take her panties off, and I went down on her.
Yeah.
And you guys were making out while I'm doing
and
this.
And I'm sucking on her tits, and I'm like kind of nibbling on her neck. Oh, yeah. My God, it was delightful.
Yeah, and she was making some crazy noises. It was so fucking intense. I mean, just she amazing. I mean, and she is super clean. She smelled like baby powder.
Yes.
She was lovely.
She was arching her back while you were going down on her, which was also really hot to me. I love the idea. I think one of the things that turns me on the most about when I see you with another woman is knowing you provide me so much pleasure, and the idea that I'm almost like sharing that with another woman is a turn on for me.
Again, it was really at that point, because when I was going down on her, you guys were making out and you're massaging her tits and she's licking you, because your bra's off at this point now. Your panties are now off. I don't remember if I took them off or if she did.
I think she did.
Yeah, I don't remember. So everybody obviously now is naked. And that was about at the point where I realized, because, you know, there's always a little bit of hesitation, right? This isn't something you have seen yet. You haven't seen me with another single woman.
Right.
Only with the woman of a couple.
Right.
And it wasn't really until that point that I realized that this was 100% okay, and that you were not only okay with it, but you were absolutely in on it.
Super turned on by it.
To think that, it's funny to think that while you were holding my cock for her.
That's not the point.
That wasn't the point.
That wasn't when it got through your head.
No,
huh?
That wasn't it.
You're a slow learner.
Yep. No, I wasn't. I still wasn't convinced, because I hadn't done anything. I was just the willing participant.
Yeah.
But when I was going down on her and you just engaging with her, not even giving a thought to me licking her pussy, was like, okay, she's totally in, 100% all in. So that's when it really got comfortable for me. And it was amazing. Yeah. So from there, you guys, I took a step back, so to speak, and let you guys play a little bit. And then she went down on you.
Yes.
And at that point, of course, her ass is up in the air and I am feeling all over her ass and rubbing on you at the same time. And she, and then you moved around. So your head now is like, your head's almost in my lap, so to speak. And so I'm looking at her while she's going down on you and she's kind of looking at me.
Yes.
So now I'm feeling on her tits, and it was just so fucking intense.
Yes. Yeah. My head was swirling at this point. We were talking about it, like the events that happened, and I lose this chunk. I don't even really remember all of it until you and I started talking about it, because it was overwhelming. It was just so incredibly sexy.
Well, she made you come really hard when she was going down on you, and your head was in my lap at that time. Of course, your arms were above your head. You were holding onto my legs, and I'm feeling on her tits and your tits, and she's making you come, and I had to fuck somebody at that point. Somebody's getting fucked.
Yes.
So she came back around. You guys kind of turned around and you went and got me a condom.
Yes.
You got a condom. And then I
unwrapped it and handed it to you.
And then like a little seven-year-old, you sat on the floor. You knelt down on the floor. You put your like elbows on the bed and your head in your hands. And you're just watching, like breathlessly waiting for me to fuck her.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, so this is okay then. And she's like, oh yeah, this is absolutely okay. So put the condom on. And
yeah, we both really wanted it.
Yeah. And I get on top of her. Like I pull her toward me. Like we're in the center of the bed and you're off to my right. And I could just see this like little girl look on your face. And I'm here to tell you, it was amazing. First of all, she was, like I said, she felt amazing, super tight.
Yeah.
And just smelled great. And I mean, everything that she did was, it was just the right, everything was right.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She obviously was enjoying everything that I was doing. I was enjoying everything she was doing. It was really quite nice. And I was fucking her pretty hard.
Very hard.
Because you watching me was making me like, it was giving me more intensity.
I was fueling you?
Yeah. And I'm like, I just want her to see. I was almost like testing the water, like dipping my toe in to see just how far I was going to be able to go. You know what I mean?
What did you think I was going to do? Like call a timeout or something?
Yeah. Hey, listen, you easily could have at some point, but you were getting more aroused the harder I was fucking her.
So much more. I was playing with my pussy halfway through.
Which I couldn't see, obviously.
So yeah, at one point I'm just kind of leaning on the bed and watching, and then I'm so turned on that I decide I'm going to start playing with my pussy while I'm watching you fuck her. It was amazing.
It was so hot. So I'm on top of her. One of her legs is above my head, and I'm squeezing her tits, and now I'm moving my hands closer to her neck to see just how much she wants me to choke her, and literally she moves my hand to her neck.
Yes.
So I'm choking her a little bit and pulling her hair.
Yep.
And that's when things just got crazy. She just lost it.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yeah, so, she came so hard.
Yes. And about that point, I pulled out, I stopped a second because I wanted you to get on the bed. So I wanted you to go down on her while I was fucking you from behind.
Yeah, so I'm licking her. Actually, what you said was, I think you should lick Hannah while I fuck you.
Yes.
And she and I both at the same time were like, yes.
Yes.
That so should happen.
I pull the condom off and I start fucking you.
Yes.
And you are soaking wet. Soaking wet.
And I hadn't been fucked at this point.
No.
So it was just from the arousal of watching you with her. It was yeah. so hot
that's,
to
well,
me.
Again, that's when I realized that was like stage two. I was like, okay, this is a total go. Yeah. Right, cool.
And she's soaking wet too. I'm licking her and she's just like gushing wet.
Yeah, it was
crazy. So I know that she was so into the whole thing too, which obviously made it so much better for me.
Yeah, and for me as well. There was never a time in the interaction where I felt like either she or you were in any way uncomfortable. I was really cognizant of that. I was really trying to pay attention to that because I didn't want there to be any weirdness.
Yeah.
I was also being very cognizant of not spending too much time with either of you and leaving anybody out of the equation. That was a really kind of important like part for me. I was really trying to keep that under control.
Yeah, and I definitely appreciate that. I think you were far more concerned about that than she or I were.
Oh,
I think
I'm sure.
For us, it was just fun and everything felt flowy. So I appreciate that you had that in the back of your mind, but it probably was not super necessary because it was just so hot that I didn't give a fuck.
No, it was an incredible encounter, but I was still, again, in the back of my mind wanting to make sure because, listen, we hadn't done this yet.
Right.
You know, I didn't want there to be that buyer's remorse after we were done and you didn't really care for it.
Right.
And I was, you know, I had some concern about it, not throughout the entire session, but you know, it was still kind of looming in the back of my mind. So of course you're eating her out. I'm fucking you from behind. Super hot.
I come so hard.
You start to come and push me out of you.
Yes.
It happens like you squeeze really hard, but not often do you push me completely out of you.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, she's really digging this. So from there, we kind of all got on the bed.
Right.
I was kind of like on top of her, but we weren't having sex. I was just on top of her, kind of licking her and kissing her. You were on the side of her. You were kissing in my ear and kind of on me. And there was just a few moments of a little bit of sensual touching going on.
Yes.
But then you came back over to the side of the bed and got me another condom because she had rolled over. She's on her stomach and I'm just kind of rubbing on her. And I mean, listen, the two of you were laying there. You're on my right. She's on my left. Both of your asses are up in the air and they're about the same size. And I'm like rubbing both of them like a genie rubbing a lamp. Like, this is super fucking hot.
What's going to come out of this?
So you gave me a condom again. And I was like, I really need to fuck you from behind. She's like, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I totally did. And now her head, we're facing the end of the bed, the bottom of the bed. You're again off to the right with that kind of little girl look on your face. Only now you climb on the bed and you're like, I think you were touching my leg while I was fucking her because I'm basically straddling her from behind and I'm fucking her hard.
Very hard. You were just burying into her.
And we're moving closer and closer, like to the edge of the bed.
Yes.
And so, you know, she came and then I came and it was so fucking hot. It was just crazy hot.
It was intense. To watch you both come, like she came and it was like 20 seconds later that you came.
Yeah.
And just hearing all of the noises and the moaning. And when you came, it was a very intense sound. And I was like, okay, this worked for him too.
Yeah.
Which was amazing for me.
Oh, it was crazy. And so from that point, of course, you know, we kind of separate, take the condom off. I, you know, jumped off the bed real quick, took both condoms, tossed them, and then came out and you guys were kind of laying on the bed, touching each other. And then very quickly, I got on the bed and both of you kind of moved up toward me. So now we're all laying together and she was just very casually and comfortably laying there with us, which I thought was very cool.
Me too.
Yeah, it wasn't like she was freaked out. It wasn't like she was in a rush to get out of there.
No.
You know, she really
no
kind
awkwardness.
Of, no, she seemed very much, very comfortable in that moment, which I thought was very cool. And so of course I'm running my hands through her hair because she's laying, I think her head was kind of on my stomach and I was just kind of pulling her hair into a ponytail and rubbing her hair. You were on my right side and it was doing much of the same to you as I normally kind of tuck your hair behind your ear. And we were just laying there bullshitting and talking and it was very comfortable.
Very.
And easily we could have just stayed there and totally had sex again.
Oh, for sure. If she wouldn't have had to leave, we totally would have.
Yeah.
Because it still felt, even after everyone came and we were just laying there naked, it felt like a very sexually charged room.
Yes.
In 100%, that moment.
100%. It was very, very hot. No question that there was a connection between the three of us for sure. It was so seamless.
Yeah,
it,
just there was a no great effort. Chemistry.
Yeah, no effort at all.
And what I really liked about her, and I think worked really well for us in a threesome situation with a woman, is she's incredibly laid back. She's not a high maintenance woman. She wasn't, you know, needy or being weird about anything. Well, it was just all so easy.
The good thing really for us, for our dynamic, she is also a sub. She's very submissive.
Yes.
Just like you are. And what I thought was really interesting, a lot of times if you're with someone who is submissive, you kind of take on a dominant role.
Yes.
You didn't do that.
No.
You both remained submissive. Now, that could have been because my energy was in the room.
I think so. I think you have such a dominant energy. And even when you're not trying to be dominant in terms of like the way that you're touching or grabbing, I think your energy is felt, especially by submissive people like she and I. So I think that had a huge amount to do with it.
Well, for sure, you guys were feeding off of each other. But what was really interesting was as the session, the play session was unfolding, the closer she got to me physically, the more I could just feel her really just submitting. She was just pretty much giving in.
Yes.
And she, much like you do. Yeah, it was very cool because there was no... There wasn't a dichotomy between your energy and hers. You were both kind of in the same space.
Yeah, which we made weren't it, fighting for
no,
room.
And it made it very easy for me to kind of maneuver between the two of you.
Yes.
You know, there was it was just seamless. It was no drama at all, and it was very easy. It seemed very easy.
Yes.
You know, which I thought was amazing.
I was kind of surprised at how well it went, to be honest, only because it was our very, very first time. And I think no matter what it is, when it's your very first time, there's those ideas in the back of your head of all the things that could potentially go wrong. And not that I don't particularly try to think of it like that. I'm a pretty positive person, especially when it comes to sex. But there was definitely that idea in the back of my head of like, oh, is she going to get weird at some point? Or the honest to God truth is I didn't know 100% how I was going to feel. I know that I love watching you with other people, but this was a very different thing than seeing you with the woman of a couple.
So when we got back to the room, was there even a moment when you thought, I don't know if I want to do this. I'm not sure about this.
No,
I don't know how I'm going to feel about this.
Her energy put me at ease.
Yeah.
I think before we went into it, and not a worry that I didn't want to do it, but more just, I wonder how this is going to go. I wonder how I'm going to feel at the end of it.
Right.
But her energy really put me at ease. I could tell that she was equally into you and I and was very attracted to both of us, which was a good thing. And also, just like I said, so easygoing that I didn't really have a concern once the night started to unfold of how I would feel about everything because she was so cool.
Well, I also got the impression both during the time we were having sex and playing, but also during dinner and drinks, she was very comfortable with the two of us, and it made me kind of think, I'll bet she would be just as comfortable with both of us, with either of us, as she is with both of us. Like, if she came into town and you guys just met for coffee or something and ended up back at our place and played and I was at work or whatever, I think she'd be just as cool with that as if she was with two of us together.
Yeah.
Or just meeting you. Or just meeting for drinks and nothing happening because we just happened to be in the same town and had a few extra minutes to kind of visit.
Right.
You know, I got the feeling that that would be okay with her too.
So here's the real question.
Okay.
If for some reason she wanted to play with just you, would you be interested in that?
Only if you were.
Well, I'm saying if I said, hey, Hannah wants to hang out with you and I'm totally okay with that, would that be something that'd be like exciting to you? Or is it more exciting because it's me and you and her?
If you were to have put, if you put that together, of course, we should also say I have zero communication digitally with her. You do all the communication.
Right.
So the only times I've ever communicated with her is when we're actually face to face.
In person, right.
So you do all of that. If you were to set that up because it's something you wanted to see happen, that was an experience you wanted to have, like in other words, taking this single gal experience to the next level, much like we did with you and single guys, where it was same room, separate room, same building, separate state, you know, and now it's just kind of whenever. If you wanted to, you know, to kind of push the envelope a little bit because you wanted it, yeah, absolutely, I would do that. And I'm comfortable enough with her that I don't have any concerns. Like there wouldn't be any weird feelings that I would have about spending time alone with her.
Yeah.
I feel okay with her.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
I think she would be a good option for that for the first time. Not saying that she and I have even discussed that, but now as I'm thinking through it, I just think, A, because it went so well with the three of us, and B, because she seems to be attracted to you and you seem to be attracted to her, I just think that would be a good possible option for the future.
Yeah, for me personally, I don't see a time where I'm with a single gal alone that we have not been with together, or at minimum, you don't know or have not met.
Yeah, I think I need to meet them.
I don't think that's going to be a thing. Much like with the single guys, even if it was a situation where you wanted me to find a regular playmate or something, and that was something you wanted, it would be the same thing. You'd have to know, meet, and vet that person, much like I do with the single guys.
Yeah.
There would have to be that. And the idea that we have already both been with her physically makes this a much easier kind of decision for
me. Yeah, and I like her. We've said this so many times before. Right. I literally could care less who you fuck as long as I like them as a person.
Yeah, I said the same.
If she's a garbage human being, I don't want your dick inside of her.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before when it comes to the single guys particularly. You know, I get weird vibes from people sometimes and it's like, eh, I don't give a fuck who you are. This isn't happening.
Right.
It, you know, just doesn't work. And a lot of times we meet guys and at first I'm like, eh, I don't know about this guy.
Yeah.
And then 30 minutes later, I'm like, yeah, I really like this dude. This is okay. Right. Yeah, so just again, again, don't judge a book by its cover. You gotta give it a little bit of time and, you know, kind of let it fester a little bit, so to speak. But in this situation, because we got along with her so well, I would feel, I sound strange, but I would feel safe being alone with her without having any kind of weird, you know, undertones.
Right.
You know, I think that would be okay.
I agree.
Yeah, I dug it. I thought it was a great experience. And it definitely, it certainly changed my mind about not having the single gal interaction because of that very first experience we had.
It was so hot. It was so hot. And I think it was hot for a multitude of different reasons. Part of it, like I said before, was definitely because it was a new experience for us. And anytime we do something new, it feels extra hot.
Yes.
But it was also just so much fun.
Well, but the whole experience, though, like I said to you, before we ever even got, as we were putting the plans together, before we ever left to go out of town, I really wanted this to be the kind of situation where we were essentially going out on a date.
Right.
With a single woman together.
Right.
Which I thought was also, like, it, for some reason, to me, that's attractive to me. Yeah. Like, you and I courting,
so to speak. Wait,
is it
because you get to have two hot ladies on your arm?
Oh, there's
all night?
Totally that aspect, for sure.
You
because,
feel like a badass?
Well, I mean, you know, like, our waiter, for example, right? Our server.
Right.
He was a younger guy. He saw her touching me. He saw the two of you and I come in together and, you know, I was kissing on each, kissing on each other. He had to think, this guy's banging both of these women.
Yeah, what a fucking stud.
What a total stud. And so, of course, he was, and the kid was probably 24, which is really kind of cool. I mean, I just like the idea that we get people thinking, you know? For sure, the jazz band knew that we were all having sex.
Oh, for 100%, sure. 100%,
because we were sitting right next to them, and there was heat going on the whole time.
Well, by the time the jazz band started, we had been there for like an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it just all of this sexual energy was going on. I think at one point, I even rubbed her leg a little bit under the table with my leg.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and they were right there.
Yeah, we were sitting at a high-top table right by the bar, and right near the jazz band. And these are fucking career jazz musicians. These guys know sex when they see it. So clearly, this was something that was going down. I just thought it was very cool. But more, even more so than that, it's something that you and I get to do, like, you know, as a couple, like we get to date somebody together.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of cool to me. I mean, obviously, we don't have that ability with a single guy. With a single gal, we do. And I really think that if that's going to be, if we're going to continue to play with single gals, as we are, hopefully this single gal, Hannah, I really think it needs to kind of go down that way. We need to have a connection. The two of us need to have a connection with that person. She needs to have a synonymous connection with us as a couple, as well as individuals.
Yes.
You know, I just think it has to go that way.
I agree. I think it just makes everything better. And it alleviates, like I said, a lot of the potential issues that could pop up with, you know, single people in general.
Well, and I was absolute, well, you could tell because the second time, like when we actually spent that time with her out of town, I came out of the bathroom. I just got naked. I was ready to go.
You're
I was
very
super
comfortable,
fucking comfortable.
Which never happens. Usually I get naked and it's like 30 minutes down the road that you finally decide to take off your clothes.
Yeah, you're the first one naked most of the time anyway. But the first time we went back to her room, I was still a little, like, I was on eggshells, like, eh, I don't know where this is going. Don't really know where I fit in. If I should fit in, I'm not really sure. So I kind of liked the way it worked out. You got to play with her a little bit. You got a sense of what she was all about. You know, I got a little bit of contact.
We got to talk about it.
Yeah, we had a very long, lengthy conversation multiple times about it. And then when we finally get to a situation where all of us are going to play, I was so comfortable. First of all, I was hard as a rock when I came out of the bathroom. Like, this is going to be awesome.
You were standing at attention.
I was like, fuck it, I'm just getting undressed. So I was super comfortable. And so I knew that this was, for me, instinctively, I knew I was in a better place mentally, that this was going to be a much better experience, provided you were going to be inevitably okay with everything.
Yeah.
So
well, I was.
Well, so you see me. So what was, I mean, what was your visceral reaction to the first time seeing me in bed having full on rough sex with another woman. You're just standing there watching.
I mean, I was happy for you because you seemed like you're having a lot of fun, and I was incredibly turned on. And like I've said multiple times now, but I really do think what it is for me is I know how great it is to have sex with you. Obviously, you please me sexually on so many different levels, and knowing that you're also doing that for somebody else and I get to be slightly removed and watching that is so incredibly erotic to me.
It was so hot. I mean, having you watch me in that moment, I thought was really fucking hot. And because not just because of the look on your face, because you seemed like like you were seeing something shiny for the first time, but you were, I mean, you were obviously into it, and not just into it and not just okay with it, but really all about it. Like, yes. I could tell that.
And involved. I'm the one that gave you the condom. You're welcome.
Twice.
Now I'm the wing woman.
Yes.
I rarely totally get to be your wing woman.
And make it clear, you didn't just hand me a condom wrapper in a wrapper. You unwrapped it and handed it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing you didn't do was put it on for me, which you probably totally would have.
I totally would have. Which if I you would have put your cock hot. In my face, I totally would have put it on for would've you.
Would have been so hot.
And then guided it towards her pussy.
So hot. So, wrapping it up, we had a great time. We spent about
no 15,
wrapping it up, spent about 15 or 20 minutes kind of just, you know, laying on the bed and getting comfortable and just chatting and setting up, I guess, the next interaction.
Well, she's already said she wants to see us again. She also said that if you and she play again, she would love for you to be a little bit more aggressive with her if you're comfortable doing so.
Sure, yeah.
She actually threw out the idea of you flogging her because nice. We talked about it and how much I love it.
Yeah.
So she's all about it. She's That's very great. Ready to move this forward.
Well, so we got dressed, obviously, because we had to get her. She had to go. And we, of course, went down the elevator. We got dressed, went down the elevator with her. We walked her to her car about a block down, down street. Of course, we were downtown. No place for her to be walking by herself. And I very quickly, as quickly as I could, because it was freezing outside, wiped all the snow off her car.
You were very gentlemanly. You wiped it all off. You opened the door for her. You were very sweet.
Yeah, and we just want to make sure she got out of there safely. And then she texted us to let us know she got home, which, frankly, I think took like 10 minutes. By the time we got back up to the room, she was pretty much home. She was close.
Yes.
So then we get back to the room, and it is fucking on like donkey
food. Oh my God.
We're not even in the elevator yet.
And I'm touching your cock already. Yeah, you're like,
I need you to fuck me right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're in the elevator.
I'm like, I'm buttoning my pants and rubbing your elevator. Cock yes. into the elevator.
Yeah, you were insatiable.
We were on the 10th floor. It took fucking forever to get upstairs.
We were on the top floor, and it's like level one. Level two.
Beep. Beep. It's like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah, it was terrible. The only thing that needed to happen was somebody get on it every fucking floor.
Oh God, I literally would have punched someone. Like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, so we get back up to the room and it's naked. We just strip everything off and you are on your knees instantly sucking my cock. And it is full on hard, rough. I mean, it was just so fucking intense. How wet you were was ridiculous. We got undressed and you were already soaking wet.
Yes. And you know what also was kind of hot? I could smell her still on you.
Yes.
Actually, I could smell her on you. The whole room smelled like sex when we walked in.
The whole room smelled like three horny folks is what it smelled like.
But you smelled like her.
Yeah.
Which for whatever reason was so sexy.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of scents going on. Obviously, that room was fucking, it smelled of sex and just naughtiness.
Sex and no regret.
Sex and no regret. And so, yeah, I mean, I could smell her on you. I could smell her on the bed.
Yes.
The pillows, everything. So our sex that night, we don't even know what time we got to bed. It was crazy.
Hours of sex.
It was so fucking hot.
It was amazing. Yeah.
And then we just basically collapsed.
We passed the fuck out is what we did.
I wasn't even under the covers, I don't think. I was like, fuck it. I know it's cold, but fuck it.
I usually wake up like three times in the middle of the night.
No.
Not that night. I was dead to the world.
We left the window open specifically so the sun coming up would wake us up. I didn't even set the alarm. It was crazy how fucking hot that was.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I'm really happy we did that. Finally checked that off the bucket list. And you know, here's the thing, we talk about this kind of thing a lot. It was really an amazing experience. So now everything else has to live up to that.
Oh God. That's a tall order.
Yeah.
Because this was seamless. It really was. There was nothing. If I had to go back through it and go, oh, I would change this or I would change that, I really honestly can't think of anything.
No, I can't imagine. I mean, other than letting it be a little bit warmer so I didn't have to freeze my ass off in the snow walking to her car.
Yeah.
Outside of that, no, I don't really think there's anything that could have improved what we experienced.
No.
I mean, it was perfect.
It really
she was ideal. She was just a doll. And I mean, just seemed to really enjoy herself. I guess she did
based
on what you said.
Sexy and explorative. And fun, and yeah, it was just great.
Yeah. And no hate and no judgment. I'm not a huge fan of blondes, as you know. Although, as it turns out, a lot of our friends are blondes and I love them.
Yeah, you fuck all of them with great vigor and talk about how sexy all of them are. So maybe you actually do like blondes.
I guess I do like blondes. Yeah.
You need to stop saying that.
I like you with red hair more. So anyway, yeah, she is super fucking sexy. And the two of you together, it's like little curvy bookends. Except she's just a drop shorter than you are, which is fucking insane to me.
Yeah.
She's like 5 foot on the button.
Right.
I mean, literally.
She's teeny tiny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's super small. Big booty. Oh, yeah. She's super hot. And great tits.
Amazing tits.
Yeah.
She has like the perfect, imagine the perfect tits.
Yeah. She dropped those things out of the bra. I was like, oh, I got to get all over those.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
I need some of that. Yeah, it was super hot. Yeah, she was great. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing her again. And I think as it continues to, you know, whatever this relationship turns into, it continues to morph, it's just going to get that much better. That was the first time we were all really together. Well, imagine what it's going to be like the next time.
And think about all the possibilities because she's a sub. She wants you to explore with her. She wants the three of us to explore together in that world. And we've never had anyone to really explore with in that way.
And she's going to be perfect for what it is that you want to have happen.
Yes.
She's going to be ideal for
my
that situation.
My number one fantasy. I already told her what it was. She said it sounds very hot. So yes. I really think we could make it happen.
Yeah, for sure.
It's my number one slutty bucket list item.
Yeah, we're going to save that for another time.
I think we've said it on the podcast before, but we won't say it again until it happens.
Yeah, we can make that happen with her, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to be a very willing participant. But super great gal. Really enjoyed having that time with her. And again, it was a date. We were on a date. We went on a date with a single gal, and we were fortunate enough to both have sex with her.
Yeah, we got laid. High five.
Yes, we did. High five.
Yeah. We're a good team.
Yep, totally just high fived. That was a real high five you heard.
Oh my gosh.
Very cool.
Fun story, fun experience. And now you guys have heard an FFM threesome on FPS.
Yes.
Bet you never thought you'd hear the day.
Successful FFM threesome.
Correct. Yes.
The first successful one.
Very Absolutely. Important distinction.
Yes. Very important.
So, hey guys, if you want to find us on social media, we are on Twitter and Instagram at FP Swingers. We're also on YouTube, which is fucking exploding. We have another video going up very soon. So make sure you check it out at Front Porch Swingers. And what else?
That's it. I'm getting ready to cook and make some booze because I got an article to write and I got to do some culinary stuff.
Yeah, you're going to be in ASN Lifestyle Magazine again as the lifestyle chef. So make sure you check that out too.
Yeah, it's going to be some good stuff. We're going to make some bourbon mules tonight.
Yum.
It's on.
Can't wait.
Might be going to the farmer's market.
I think that's probably on the docket.
If you don't know what we mean by that, you're going to have to go back a few episodes.
Several at this point. Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.